a listener reach out to me yesterday or the day before, and they said that they had heard that there was a new booster out, I guess, that is available or will be available as part of the COVID vaccine. And I reached out to you yesterday, Rodney. We appreciate you getting back with us. Is that true? And if so, what can you tell us about it?
Sure. And again, I apologize that I had to delay it a day. Dana has the key to all of our information recently on the vaccine. So there is a new booster out that has been formulated and named a bivalent, which indicates there's two components. Those two components of this new booster are made up of components that were created off of the two subvariants of the Omicron variant that we came across and has been most prominent probably for the last almost 10 months or more. So they've made a booster now that has protection specifically for those two subvariants.
Do you know what kind of order we're going to go in as far as age or population that's a little more susceptible to this?
Sure. So even though she wasn't with us, Dana did share that information with me. So currently, that booster is available for anyone who's at least 2 months past their last booster or their original series. It's been approved for children down to age 12 at the current time. It is highly recommended for anyone that's age 50 or older or anyone with an immunocompromised health situation. And again, any of those individuals can are eligible to get that vaccine after 2 months period in between their either last booster or their original doses that they got. It is highly recommended that anyone that's, you know, out and about and or is immunocompromised to consider getting that booster.
What's the best way, Rodney, to go ahead and get that scheduled? Is it the same process we did a year ago, year and a half ago?
Yes, we still have the, I believe the state's website is still up. They can still go in and get a register an appointment. We are currently doing, you know, demand has fallen off for the vaccine. Right now we're doing a clinic once a month on a Wednesday. The next one coming is the 26th. Here of the month from 9 to 3, but because you know, some folks have some things that pop up and things, Dana's been keeping good track. Right now we believe Walmart and CVS still have the Moderna booster available, and Holden had some Moderna, but they were getting short. Right now there's been a little bit of a shipment delays from the federal government or from the manufacturer with the Moderna. We have both Moderna and Pfizer. We're the only one in the area who currently does have both versions, both the Pfizer and the Moderna, available, as well as the other original first dose vaccine still available as well.
Very good. Is there anything else, Rodney, that you think we would need to know as far as people can go ahead and call then? And you said this will be available pretty soon, or it is available right now if you'd like to go through?
It is available right now as of, you know, you can schedule an appointment for it right now. I think last month, well, at the tail end of last month or beginning, middle of it, we gave a few of those doses already because we got an early shipment from the state. So it is available now. Appointments are certainly probably available on that 26th appointment schedule. So other than that, you did mention, you know, you spoke about, is it the same process as a year or so ago? If it's been a year or so ago since you've gotten your originals or a booster, you know, we highly recommend you consider, you know, getting an updated booster, especially with the new bivalent being out, because it's addressing more specifically those strains that are circulating right now.
All right. Well, one final question. How is Devin doing? I wanted to know how Devin's fitting into the health department there.
Well, he's doing wonderful, and I'll let him speak about what his experience there with the WILO was there last week. So.
Yeah, put him on the phone. Let us talk to him for a minute.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead, Devin.
How was the senior?
Yeah, how'd you do with the senior health fair?
Well, it was my first time attending the senior fair in my life. I never knew they existed before. It was a great opportunity for myself to be involved in a health, public health clinical hours to be able to support senior generation. It was very humble experience for me.
Yeah, giving back always seems to be, doesn't it?
Yeah, it makes you feel good.
And as he said, there was a chance to get it to a population he doesn't normally get to work with, so sure. That was great.
Sure. Devin, where are you from originally?
I'm from South Korea.
Okay.
And I've been studying abroad since seventh grade. I have a different lifestyle than usual. I went to Belize for 3.5 years, and then I decided I wanted to come to the United States, and that's where I transferred my high school to New Hampshire, and then after that I got into Purdue University and I came here to finish my degree.
So you're a well-traveled young man.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, sounds like it. So Devin, you gonna probably call Indiana your home when you graduate and everything?
Well, since I am not a citizen, I will have to look out every state where I can work. It will be great for me to continue to stay in the Indiana, but my options are open, so
See, we got a million illegals crossing the border every day with no repercussions, and we got a guy here who wants to be in America, gets a taste of democracy. Sorry, I didn't mean to go political, but yeah, okay. Well, Devin, thanks for being available, and Rodney, thanks for following up here.
Certainly. Hey, and thank you for giving us the opportunity and giving Devin that experience as well. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. We'll catch you guys real soon.